patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
We are yes, I am outside today, folks. We are in the preface of some really terrified people making some really bad decisions for all of us. One of the things I'm getting tired of hearing from everyone, particularly on social media, because if you go out in a public, at least where I live, you don't hardly ever run into somebody with this mindset. It's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing to have this kind of conversation with people that are either just trying to start crap online, making them part of the problem, or they are phonies in real life, which that really wouldn't be that big of a surprise, would it? You know, finding out that these people don't really believe the crap that they're spewing out, you know, in real life, and they're secretly terrified of the coronavirus. Okay, so we've all seen the numbers, and you've either disputed them or you've looked at it and you've said, hey, something isn't hitting right. Something is askew. And I feel like we're not getting the big picture. Now, any level-headed human being, anybody that is honest with themselves, honest with our political climate in this country and the way it's been for the last 35 years, anybody that is honest with themselves about the state of our country, the fact that in the highest turnout election we've had, 80% of the people were still staying at home. And then anybody that remembers basic kindergarten games of connect the dots will look and put the pieces together and say, this is bullcrap. The rest of the people choose to live with their head in the sand. Now, for those of us that allow ourselves to think outside the box and to look at the big picture, putting pieces together over 35 years, we're now being lumped as flat earthers and conspiracy theorists. Okay, first of all, not a flat earther. There is absolutely no evidence that supports a flat earth. There just isn't. In fact, there is ample evidence that the flat earth theory is, well, first of all, they're finding out that about 80% of that movement are trolls just trying to stir the pot. They don't actually believe it. They just like to, you know, have an argument. But that's neither here nor there. Which really, by the way, brings into question everything. I mean, you could literally believe nothing at this point. It's almost as if people don't even, the truth doesn't even matter. These people don't care what the truth matters. What they care about is, I need to get into an argument today. Or the other mentality, I have to lie today and it's got to be big. It's just amazing. And so, you look back the last 30 years, since I was in high school, essentially, and started paying attention to politics. I think about the time I started sort of tuning in was Desert Storm. And I'm like, why are we over here? I don't understand. I think that was most high school students. We didn't understand why we were in Desert Storm, but we were. But that's neither here nor there. You watch the events the last 30 years, and you realize that the two-party system, both parties will do anything to remain in control. And that there is a sentiment amongst at least half of them that capitalism doesn't work. And that socialism, oh, it's just been executed wrong, no problem. This time it will totally work, folks. That's right. That's what this sentiment has been increasingly being held by a small percentage of the population. It's only started growing to one third, and that's only one third of a certain demographic, which is millennials. That we should give socialism another shot. Socialism, communism, it is the same thing, and the lie of democratic socialism is just complete crap. Okay, so we're going to try this out. We're going to do this thing. We're going to try socialism. No, we're not. And the thing that bugs me, by the way, is these people are willing to gamble with their freedom and my freedom to give it a try. Ignoring the fact that every country that's gotten sucked into it has had to shoot its way out. Well, yeah, if it doesn't work, it will get violent. We will have to bleed and people will die. But hey, there's that chance. And then there's the excuse makers. Oh, you just don't understand it. All right, so getting back to my original point, you look back at the last 30 some odd years, and you look, before coronavirus even happened, we had a tinderbox that was lit on fire back when Obama took his first term in office. First term, Obama, people started getting really divided. They were divided before, all right? Liberalism was taking some strides. I mean, they hated Christmas. Who hates Christmas? What kind of monster hates Christmas? What kind of evil, heartless, black-hearted pile of trash hates Christmas? Right away, if your political party of choice is saying, you know, we got to ban Christmas from schools, really, you're taking Christmas from little kids? Wow. That was the first sign. And they started banning yellow and green. Look it up. It happened. They started banning Christmas carols and Christmas parties and Christmas displays because it might, you know, I don't know, alienate a group of kids who are really too young to really feel like they should be alienated or are being alienated. And then it just kind of spread up from there. Political correctness has been slowly leaking in our society and creating a completely toxic environment in the name of tolerance by people who are the least tolerant you have ever run into in your life. We are now banning statues are being torn down. Things like Aunt Jemima, the Land of Lakes Indian was taken off, but we kept the land. Yeah, anybody catch that? Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, gone, erased from history because racism. So a Republican introduced a bill on the floor of the Senate and said, all right, we need to ban Democrats because they have a racist history. And seeing as how that's the grounds for everything they're doing, let's ban them. It was a masterstroke. I obviously know it'll never get passed, but, you know, there it is. So this year, what do we know January 1st? This is an election year, and everybody's groaning because now we've got to endure political attack ads and, you know, everybody digging in and verbal face-offs and all this crap. It's just garbage. Little did we know. Somewhere in January, early February, we start hearing that coronavirus might have come into the country. But don't worry, it's not a big deal. All right, we had politicians telling us, come on down to Chinatown. Don't worry about, yeah, there are a few cases in America, but come on down to Chinatown. In a public gathering with no mask, by the way, because that wasn't in the narrative yet. That congresswoman now, she's a completely different tune. Exact opposite of what she was saying. Thank you, Pelosi. She's bat crap crazy, too, by the way. Then March comes along. All right. Nobody buy masks. They don't do anything. I'm just giving a recap, folks. Dr. Anthony Fauci in February said, this isn't a big deal. Don't worry about it. We're definitely not shutting down over this. March comes. States start shutting down. One by one. Mandatory lockdowns, which you can't even legally do constitutionally, but we have an excuse for that. Just move on. So, okay, Indiana, 14-day lockdown turned into, what is this, August? A lot of businesses still have their door closed, people still working from home. We were going to flatten the curve. Now we're just waiting until we eradicate the virus and hoping that Bill Gates comes to the rescue with a vaccine, even though it's not really him doing it. But he's a big pro-vaccine guy, and apparently that brings out a conspiracy theory that he is the false prophet from Revelation, and he is going to inject everybody with the Mark of the Beast and sneak it in on a vaccine. Pro tip, Mark of the Beast is voluntary. It will not be snuck on you. If I may quote every person on social media giving the Hitler salute to Fauci in approvement, do research. Okay, so vaccines shouldn't be rushed, by the way. But they're going to rush this one because the public has been told by the media to demand it, and they're not even making the connection why. It's an election year, yes. Okay, we did not manufacture this virus. It came from China, but China knew about it. They could have stopped it, but they were pissed at America, so they just let it slide under the radar, thinking we can punish these people. Now there's intelligence chatter that they want to set off an electromagnetic pulse, and there are verified accounts of mystery seeds that have been identified so far as psychotropic plants and invasive species that would kill both plant and wildlife. I think China might be pissed. So if they're doing that, and coronavirus came over here and we're suspecting that they might have allowed that to, they might not have reacted to it because it would punish the United States. If you had any question, the mysterious seeds should have solidified it, and the intelligence chatter about a possible electromagnetic pulse going off should be enough for you to say, okay, hold the damn phone. Now, step back in the United States, coronavirus becomes a thing. Old people are dying. Newsflash, old people die with the flu and the cold. You die of the last thing that you were sick with, whether it's cancer or a cold, it's irrelevant. Your body gets frail. The older you get, the more frail it gets, the less able it is to fight off infection until one day you're a worm feast. That is how life works. As you get older, things stop working. Somehow we've missed this fact. So nobody cared about the old people back in September when flu season was, you know, they were like, hey, get a flu shot, this and that. Nobody cared about the old people and the autoimmune compromised people and the asthmatics. Nobody gave a crap. But then coronavirus came, and suddenly that was the pivot point. That was, oh my gosh, old people. Which was phony baloney because nobody cared about them in September, but now they do. Apparently everybody had a light from their head to the world and said, old people, oh my gosh, I should care. They didn't care then, they don't care now. They're justifying their own fear by lifting somebody else up as a human shield to say, look at this. This is why we got to do the right thing. My grandma and my mother, who's autoimmune compromised and this and that, it's all a bunch of bull crap. It is. I'm not talking about your next door neighbor who really cares about their mother. I'm talking about the sudden mob of people who suddenly care about old people. My goodness, where did these people come from? So much so that they're virtue signaling and curb stomping on behalf of old people. And by the way, a lot of the old people are saying, hey, this is stupid. You're overreacting. But no, you don't know what's good enough for you. Now, lockdown continues. And then a police officer puts his knee on the neck of a black man, and now we have rioting and looting. Rioting, looting, cities are burnt to the ground, literally. Showing support or not showing support for the BLM movement in photographic evidence doesn't seem to make a difference. They're going to burn you down anyway. So, you know, the lamb blood above the doorpost only works with God. Human beings don't give a crap. I'm just saying, they don't care. We have a license to go out and destroy things without getting arrested for a change. We're going to go do it. Just look at Northeastern students when they win a championship. You know, cops can't make that many arrests. Yeah, they'll arrest maybe 50 to 100 people, but most of them are getting away with murder. And so that's what happened. Oh, no, but Antifa has come down and racists and all this, and they're infiltrating, trying to make BLM look bad. People were pent up and frustrated because they had been cooped up on the longest 14-day flatten the curb event anybody has ever been a part of. And then something happened and it gave a group of them, white and black, by the way, to go out and destroy things, to release some of that pent-up anger and frustration. Jobless people who had lost their jobs permanently, the jobs not coming back, the company closed, it couldn't survive. All of this. And these people came out. Was it really about Black Lives Matter? No. In fact, I'm willing to go on record and say the whole movement is an absolute farce. I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but let me explain why. Last year, child sex trafficking, literally, slavery, that still exists today, increased its profit margin by 600%. These people are mad because one of my ancestors might have owned slaves 200 years ago. 200 flipping years ago. Somebody owns slaves right now. Why aren't you burning down those cities? Well, I'll tell you why. First of all, maybe they are, maybe they aren't aware of this, but if you pick a fight with the elites that run in and out of these pedophile rings, and you have some clout, you will likely be suicided. Chaz Bennington, Anthony Bourdain recently came out, was in the middle of cracking one of those cases wide open. There are many celebrities, the list goes on and on. Chris Cornell is another one. If you try to stop them, you'll find out suddenly that you were bipolar and decided to kill yourself. Amazing. And nobody will investigate further. Nobody will investigate further because these are powerful hands at play. Powerful. So what do we need to do? What needs to take place? Well, first of all, BLM needs to show that they give a crap about more than just black people. And this isn't even an all lives matter thing. This is a, you want to be a champion? Pick a cause that desperately needs you. Because right now, all that's happening is virtue signaling. I'm not saying that cops, there aren't some crooked cops. There are absolutely some crooked cops. I've been profiled myself based on the car I was driving having tinted windows and what they considered Hispanic colors. I get it. Believe me. Three times in the span of 3 months, pulled over based on that alone. Yeah, there's profiling going on. Yeah, there's some twisted police officers working. Yeah, we need to be doing a thorough mental evaluation of anybody that wants to be a police officer. We aren't, but we need to. Absolutely in agreement. But BLM turned into a white person, white people are all white devils type of thing, and it's just not true. You might say, yeah, but Vince, you're white. Of course you'd say that. Well, yeah, people want to kill me. But if you're going to come kill me, you better have a really good reason. And that's just not a good reason. I am not, nor have I ever been a racist. And just because I think BLM is a farce doesn't mean I'm a racist. It just means that I've looked past it and said, you know what? No. If they were doing things and they were at, I apologize for these stupid Canadian geese. By the way, no bag limit. It's nighttime, they're flying around. If they were storming the halls of Congress, if they were protesting in Washington, demanding to be heard, excuse me, I'd be all over it. Burning down your own hometown, though. And I get there are some people mingling in. But as far as I'm concerned, based on the evidence I've seen, the movement, which started out with a good message, was hijacked. It can no longer say that it's neutral. And there are some people that want to use this opportunity to spark a civil war. There are people on both sides of the aisle, rednecks and non-rednecks alike, that just want to open fire on each other because they are frustrated. They don't know what else to do. They figure the only way to get their country back is to kill half the population, which leads to quotes like, one third of the country will kill one-third of the country while one-third watches. So BLM happens very close to coronavirus, the two definitely linked. What's the next thing that happens? Well, they lost our attention on, the rioting. So they created a chain shortage. Signs started popping up about a month ago. Please use exact change, or if at all possible, only use your debit card. So then the conspiracy theorists came out again. Oh my gosh, it's cashless society. Here comes the Antichrist. While I believe we are on that road, absolutely. That's three dings in 1 year, which happens to be an election year. And I know the excuse crowd's going to come out and say, well, they shut down one of the mints because of coronavirus. What happened to all the other friggin' change? Suddenly all the change is out of society? And I'll bet if you look up how often they print actual physical metal change, you'll find out it shouldn't have been affected. Something else is going on. Somebody is taking the money. So that's three events in 1 year. Oh, and by the way, it just happens to be an election year. And now Fauci is saying, we don't need another shutdown. He just said that within the last 24 hours. Mark your calendar. We can survive without another shutdown. This guy changes his mind more than a chameleon in a bowl full of Skittles, if I may steal a Dennis Millerism. And that's been my whole problem. And the thing is nobody knew who Fauci was before January. All of a sudden, this guy starts telling you what you need to believe. And there's a chunk of the population that says, I believe him. Look, they say he has a 40-year education. It's documented. It's documented. And I'm just like, you do realize that documents can be forged and often are. Haven't you ever watched NCIS or any of those shows? When they want to take somebody out, they find the loophole and make it happen, whether it's a document that needs to appear or something else. It is absolutely within the realm of possibilities that the CIA or the FBI or NCIS or Whataburger or whoever can come up with these documents and just say, look, hey, Fauci, boy, he's been a doctor for 40 years. Now, he hasn't treated a single COVID-19 patient, and all his data is coming from other sources that, while you know the name Dr. Anthony Fauci, you don't know who these other sources are. Maybe one or two. One or two. But you're trusting him to bring in sources that are trustworthy, and this is where your house of cards starts to collapse. You wouldn't trust a complete stranger. You wouldn't go to a doctor you'd never been before and immediately request invasive surgery to have a rib removed. And by the way, if you actually would do that, then you also need psychiatric care. But you wouldn't just walk in to Dr. Pete and see a thing on his wall that said, top of his class, 1973. And say, well, this guy's been practicing medicine for 50 years. Remove one of my ribs. You'd want a full background on him. You'd go online and do research on the guy, and if something started to look gray, you'd probably go find another doctor. That's Anthony Fauci. But we just kind of stop it. Well, he's been, he's been 40 years. I mean, boy. And there are documents you can download that show what he's done. Documents you've been told are legit. Documents you've assumed are legit, because why would anybody forge a document? But we don't live in that world anymore where somebody wouldn't forge a document. And this brings me back to my final thought. We do not live in a world anymore where you can implicitly trust the government on anything. You can't even half trust them. All right, we've got Facebook taking down videos, any video that shows dissent of the accepted narrative that you see on the news every day. Facebook has done this. It's been done. They are doing it. YouTube is doing it. Reddit is doing it. If the opposing opinion is so wrong, why not just let it burn itself out? Quoting the movie X-Files, if you go after a group like that, you risk turning one man's mission into a crusade. The more you try to discredit that person, the more powerful they become. If they're quacks, let them burn themselves out. Even the Pharisees in the Bible, when looking at the Christians that came after Jesus' ascension, said, if this is nothing, then they'll just burn themselves out. And here's an example of somebody else who did the same thing. So just let it play out. Because if you choose the wrong side, and this is something, in this case of God's, boy, brother, are you going to be in a world of hurt. You're going to make the mistake of a century. And that's the point. You believe whatever you want to. But don't stick your head in the sand and pretend that everything's cool and then act surprised later when you realize you were completely duped. That, in fact, there are evil people in your country that are way more evil than you could have possibly speculated. You think Trump's bad. Oh, you have people in Hollywood and government that pay for sex with children. Now, I've done a lot of research on World War II. I'm fascinated by it. But the one thing I never read about Adolf Hitler was his fascination with sex with children. Yeah, he absolutely tried to genocide a whole race of people. And that is absolutely unacceptable. I'm certainly not taking away from that evil. I'm glad we stopped him. He was a piece of crap. But if you have a group of people that are bigger than you thought, that enjoy that particular indulgence, isn't it possible as well that they would use a crisis to create a coup d'etat, to hijack an election, and eventually target a whole race or culture of people after they take power?
The young may develop the marauding habits of the underworld. Today, Americans of every age are in need of an essential part of community life.
The Vince Wild Show.